Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wish we'd be talking about the Terps being 2-0, but reality is what it is. Frustrating loss, to say the least, this past Saturday down at College Park against Michigan State. And when you Maryland loses the game, point spreads aside, Maryland was favored to win it. You're looking at 2-0 and then to fall short. What's the regrouping process, the resetting process like in the ensuing days after it, looking at Virginia this Saturday?
First and foremost, we have to evaluate the film and learn from the mistakes that we made. I think we left a lot out on the field, and I think Coach Locks would tell you that. That was a team who you have to give credit to. They beat us, but I will say this, that's a team that I felt that we should have beaten. I think we're a talented of enough team to beat Michigan State, but again, you have to give them credit. But I know that Coach Locks is disappointed, as we all are, because our expectations are high here. We want to win, and I want the fans to know that. But at the same time, I don't want anyone to think that we're not working hard here to get it done. Coach Locks is working hard. We'll regroup this week and get ready for Virginia. We can't take any of these games lightly. I think, as you know, with this new era of college football, you can't go in just automatically thinking, well, this team, they got new people and all of this. The transfer portal has created some parity, but again, no excuses for us. It's a game that I felt that we should have won. We'll go back to the drawing board, learn from our mistakes, and move on to Virginia.
And Virginia, it's an ACC reunion, if you will. The Terps, of course, were one of the charter members of the Atlantic Coast Conference. And Saturday night, ACC Network, and he's still, I mean, Mike Locksley was around when he was with Ralph, when Maryland was still in the Atlantic Coast Conference. Does that still resonate a little bit, Damon, the ACC vibe that Maryland, it's ACC's in Maryland's blood. Is this something that still might resonate a little bit with the program here?
Absolutely, it resonates with the program. When you are a founding member of a conference and you've played Virginia on numerous occasions, you can think back to some of the rematches, and we want to take care of business. We left the ACC to move to the Big Ten, and we want to go and flex our muscle against UVA. And this game is important. This is a bounce-back game. You know, we've had some times in the past where we lose a game, and then we'd follow up with another loss. This is going to show us what we're made of, what type of team we are, and show how we can respond. So I'm looking forward to the challenge. I'm actually glad we're going on the road to play UVA, because we need to show that we can respond to adversity, and we faced a lot of adversity in losing that game this past weekend.
Hey, Damon, the thing that pissed me off the most about that game, I mean, a mental error right before the half. The dude's kicking a 55-yarder. You know, and it's impossible for him to basically make that kick. And then you jump off sides. I mean, you know, the dumb things, you know, that kids do at times. And then they get the 50-yarder right before the half. And then, you know, then they got some momentum going in. I mean, that one bothered me more than anything.
That was a turning point in the game. I was sitting up watching the game. I said, that's going to be significant moving forward. I mean, yeah, you know, sometimes you look at 55 yards, that's a big difference between 55 and 50 yards when you're trying to kick a field goal. And that proved to be bad for us. And so, again, as I say, you know, we got to learn from the mistakes that we make, and Locks will have this team ready. I have confidence in him, have confidence in our players to regroup. But I do know this. We are not a team that can make mistakes like that. We are not a team yet that can overcome those types of things. And more importantly, let's not put ourselves in a position to where we're even having to talk about those types of situations. So we got to be solid. We got to be fundamentally sound. We got to take care of our assignments. And we have to be disciplined. And my expectations is that Locks will get that corrected. And as I said before, I believe in this team. I believe in Locks, and we'll continue to move forward.
Damon, you know what the other thing is? I mean, especially you, you're sitting up there, and how many closeout chances did they have? You know, the 41-yard field. I mean, they had a number of chances. Edwards interception. The game's over if they just do that. You know, I mean, that's what gets so frustrating because, all right, tight game, but you know what? We found a way to win it at home at the end.
Well, you know, you're actually right. It's interesting. If you take a look at that game closely, which I do, we give them the field goal because we jump off sides. That's 3 points. We miss a field goal. That's 3 points. So that's 6 points right there, swing, you know. And then you talk about when we get down close and we're about to be in field goal range again, and unfortunately we have the pick. So you're talking about potential 9-point swing there, and this game should be in our hands and be over with. And it just, you know, after you lose a game like that, you're sitting there wondering, how did that happen?
Yep.
I will tell you, the thing that I take away from it, I try to take away some positives from a loss, and there aren't very many that you can take away when you lose because I hate to lose. But I do know this. That's a game that we should have won. That's a game that we've shown who we are. We can score. But we've also shown the fact that we can't overcome these mistakes. So what I say in my mind is this. Let's clean these things up, and let's stay on track. And if we can do that, which I believe we can, we should be fine.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Moving forward.
Damon Evans, Athletic Director, University of Maryland. Terps taking on Virginia in college football. I think we've established Maryland should have won against Michigan State.
I think we've
got that one figured out. Now you got to take care of business against the Cavaliers. But let's move forward. Kevin Willard's basketball program. I know you can't talk about the young man because he hasn't signed yet. But big old commit for Willard, Baltimore native, coming in the class of 2025. As we're, 2 months away from tip-off in both basketball men and women here.
I'm excited about basketball season, obviously. Last year, I know it stings for a lot of people in men's basketball because we didn't make the tournament. I want people to know that that is an expectation here to make the tournament. The real expectation is how far of a run we can make in the tournament. And so I want to make that clear, and we need to get back on track. But it starts with recruiting. I think, you know, this past weekend was a good sign for us. I like what we brought in on this current team through the portal and the recruits that we brought in. So I like how we're positioning ourselves and the kids that we're going after and how the team is working each and every day. Same on the women's basketball side. You know, we made the tournament last year but did not do typical women's basketball things as far as making our run in the tournament, but Brenda has regrouped as well, and I feel good about that. It's interesting, you know, sports can take you on this roller coaster ride, and you have these ups and downs, but I'm confident with who we have in place and what we're doing, and we just need the fans to stay on board and continue to support, and we'll do the right things and make everyone proud.
Damon, speaking of the fans, you know, I mean, that's more so, that's what's a big killer, you know, in that Michigan State game. Because, I mean, you see these great, watching TV like Bob and I do on Saturdays all day long, you see these great environments out there. Then when, you know, at 3:30 we put the Terps game on and it's like, then they got to show that side of the field because it's empty. You know what I mean? And then now if you when you lose a home game, kind of the fans, they don't get as excited and they don't show up. And just the atmosphere, college atmosphere on that day, you know, that's the only thing that is bothersome, you know, now.
It is. It's tough. And I have to thank our fans that do come out and support. I never want to say we don't have good fans, because we do have good fans. And we've got some loyal, very consistent fans. Now, is it where we want to be? No. Of course, we'd love to sell out the stadium. But I know our fans' expectations, too. We've got to win. And that's just the nature of the fan base around here. There are some schools where they don't have to win, and the fans are still going to show up. And so understanding who our fan base is, I want them to know that I do appreciate them. I do appreciate their passion, even when I get some of the emails and texts that aren't so nice. And, you know, my thing, that's just fans showing their passion, and they want us to do well. And so I will always encourage them to come out, because it's not about me. It's not about locks. It's about the young men that are on the field who are representing this institution. And I can tell you, fans mean so much to our student athletes. But I'm also going to say this. We need to take care of business when we do have a good turnout, so fans want to come back and they don't say same old Maryland again. I don't believe this is the same old Maryland. If I go back and take a look at these past 3 years, I think I may be off here. I think it's in a 20-year period to win three straight bowl games. I think it might be our best stretch in that vein. And I think it's the first time ever that we won three straight bowl games. And I hear people, you know, saying, oh, we got this, that. I want to win. I want to beat Oregon, and I want to beat USC, and I want to beat the teams we're supposed to beat, and I want to beat Ohio State. And you know what? We're going to keep pushing and working hard to beat them, but I know our fans deserve that, and we need to give that to them.
Damon Evans, Athletic Director, University of Maryland. Damon, it's Woman Crush Wednesday. What song you want to hear?
You know what? I'm going to go with American Heart by Faith Hill. American Heart by Faith Hill. And I want to say this, you know, this today is a day of remembrance, you guys. September 11th and what happened 23 years ago is a huge tragedy. So I just want to say to all the families that were adversely impacted in our nation, we're thinking about you. We appreciate our armed services and the people who protect our country, because that was a significant thing that happened in our history, and I'm grateful that we have people who are looking over us.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.